T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our special guest, I guess we've got, right?
This jersey that we wear today, it doesn't say Red Sox. It say Boston. This is our city. And nobody gonna dictate our freedom. Stay strong.
It's gone. It's into the bullpen. This game is tied. This game is tied. David Ortiz.
Boston is strong.
David Ortiz.
Come on, man. Make a pitch.
David Ortiz.
Yankees lose.
That's my favorite one right there. Karabas tweets that every night the Yankees lose. I love that one. That's David Ortiz, Big Poppy. How you doing, buddy? Lou Maloney, Christian Fourier here with you.
What's going on, guys? I feel good. I'm good. How's it going? You guys making me feel special early in the morning.
Yeah, you know,
early.
Put a little something together. I like that Yankees lose thing. That's a beautiful. Listen, I'm just double checking because I haven't given up faith. Are you sure? Are you going to come back this year? I mean, or no? Is it over? Is it over?
Lou, you know it's not that easy.
No, I know, but I know you made it look really, really easy when you retired. I still think you can hit.
Hey, look, man, you know all the work and all the effort that you got to put behind to be ready to for a Major League Baseball season. Like, people ask me that question all the time, and I be like, hey, it's not easy as you look. So,
like when you go to the ballpark. And you like see a bat just kind of, you know, laying against the fence or something like that. Do you ever like just pick it up and just swing it a little bit? And you're like, oh, okay, this is good. And then actually think about getting in the batter's box at all? I mean, are you worried about things being pulled left and right?
You know what? My feet, they feel so good right now that I haven't grabbed a bat in a while.
Stay away from it.
But, you know, I have been taking my D'Angelo to the baseball field and do a lot of things with him. So it brings a little bit of memories back, you know what I'm saying? But I'm all set, man. I'm all set. I'm happy seeing what the Red Sox are doing, seeing all my boys doing it last night. I jump off my couch once again. I mean, it's been an unbelievable season, man. I'm so excited about everything that is going on.
You know, David, I don't know how much time you spent with JD, but you hear all the stories and the meetings and the knowledge and the talk about his approach and what he does down the cages. Like, this is guys, you know, you got a guy like yourself, Manny, this guy, you affect the guy in front of you, but the special ones, you know, like yourself and this guy, it seems like you affect the entire lineup. Like the way he talks hitting with these guys, it's been a lot of fun to watch.
Put it this way, Lou. I went to camp for like about 4 days, right after JD joined us. And to impress me, for me to be impressed by a hitter, it had to be something very specific and special, because I was surrounded by so many great hitters. I watched Manny Ramirez, one of the greatest that I believe that I ever played the game. I also have a good career, but watching JD Martinez in spring training hitting batting practice, I was very, very impressed. I even talk about it. Because his approach during batting, like I was behind the cage just watching him taking swing one after another, and it was pretty much more of the same consistently. And let me tell you, this guy wasn't even ready to go when I saw that. So what he's doing right now, I'm not surprised about what I'm seeing. I don't know if you know what I mean. I noticed that in spring training when I saw him. I saw him for about 3 or 4 days hitting batting practice every day. And it was I walk out of the field like I just saw a ghost or something like that. Like, that's how impressed I was. Yeah.
Well, this guy,
his approach, his intelligence, his work ethic, it just at the highest level. And you know, the longer he's healthy, that's what we're going to get, regardless, because he knows what he's doing at the plate. And his preparation is just insane. Like, this guy, he just want to get better every day. Like, this is a guy that he will go and he batting practice after the game. Like, who in the hell does that?
Take it to the house.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, this guy is not playing around, Lou. Mm-hmm. I would love to have a guy on my team on my playing days like that. That would get me better. And I believe that he's just getting everybody around him better. Because when you see the big dog going at it like that, the rest of the squad, you know what it's going to do. I got to get there, too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very excited about what I'm seeing.
So what can some of the other guys, you know, take from him? You talk about his approach. He's obviously gifted, right? So he's just right off the bat more talented, is hitting overall. But his approach, is there anything that, like, some of the other hitters, like Jackie Bradley Jr., like, what could he take from J.D. Martinez's approach to help him out more?
Well, we with the Red Sox, I don't know about before, but we create this culture where the younger players and the newcomers and then the new guys adding to the team throughout the year, once they get to the clubhouse, they want to find out why a superstar or superstar. That's what I did. Smart player, that's what they do. They be like, J.D. Martinez, he's the best hitter in the game right now. Let me see why he's so good. That's how you approach the game. You don't waste your time. And in a clubhouse, guys are not trying to waste their time. They're trying to get better. So I'm pretty sure that the same way a guy follow me, the same way a guy follow a guy like Manny Ramirez, once I got there, the same way they follow guys like Jason Berrytech, Normal Garcia Parra, that have been the culture of this clubhouse. Lou, you play here in Boston. You know how that clubhouse moves along, especially when you have the caliber of player like JD. Look at Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts was a guy that he came to the league, and right away, besides the ability that he had, he wanted to be the best in the game. So you know what he did? He used to be chasing Pedroia. He used to be in my group chasing me, talking to me about hitting every day, and he haven't stopped since. So I'm pretty sure the rest of the guys, that's what they do. Bogart is a kid that he want to be the best of the best. So he tried to chase that dream. He consistently tried to learn what's going on at the play, learn what's going on the field, you know. So the confidence level, you can see it during the game. So if I am Bradley Jr., and let me tell you, Jr., he has been in a critical situation when it comes down to it, but it's not because he's not doing his homework. I think sometimes some player takes some time longer than some other to get to the point where everybody would like to see that player at. But this kid, his boss is Taylor, I can tell you right now. Jr. want to get better. Jr. want to learn. And I think he's not too far away from walking into that situation.
So, David, Alex Cora comes over here. He brings this offensive approach, right? And he goes out and gets a guy like J.D. Martinez, who's the living proof. And it's more of an aggressive approach, you know, bad takes, taking strikes just to take strikes. I'm curious now, because you grew up, you know, in this organization, and it was, we're going to grind out at-bats. We're going to work these starting pitches. The game changed. I'm curious, your last year here, did you start to see it changing? Did you start to look at things and say, hey, maybe this isn't the best approach, man. We got to be more aggressive. No more free takes. Did you actually start to see that, because Alex has brought that with him?
Well, reality is that you got to look at it this way. You need to know what your situation as a player is. You need to know if the pitcher going to approach you right away with strikes, or you need to know if they're just going to try to pitch around you, see if you chase. So in this Red Sox lineup, when you go through the first 6-7 hitters, it's all depending on the lineup that Alex put together out there. If you try to pitch around those 6-7 guys, you know you're going to be out of the game in the fourth inning. because you're going to have a lot of pitches. So if I am playing for the Red Sox right now, the approach that Ale have brought to the table for this guy, it'll work out perfect for me because I have two things. I know that I play for a long time without a guy like Manny hitting behind me, without a guy like JD hitting behind me. You know what I'm saying? So I had to be patient so that I can make the rest of the lineup better. Mm-hmm. But having a guy like JD or Mookie hitting behind me right now, I'm going to stay aggressive because I know I'm going to see some pitches to hit early. You know what I'm saying? So I will continue having that approach, being aggressive. And whenever, because let me tell you right now, like the other day I saw Chapman pitching. He threw a fastball, 100 miles an hour, full count, and then he went to the slider. So now when you have a guy throwing 100 and all of a sudden in hitter count throwing you a slider, that gets you thinking, that gets you off. You know what I'm saying? So the bottom line is you got to stay aggressive because besides all the velocity that is in the game right now, pitchers are using different weapons on hitter situations. So on hitting situations. So I would stay aggressive just like they are right now.
All right, so we're talking to David Ortiz, obviously, if you can't tell by the sound of his voice. David, so obviously you played for Farrell and had great success with him. And I don't know how much you've been around Alex Cora, but based on the small sample size so far, what do you think the biggest difference between the two is, Farrell and Cora?
I think they're both great managers, but I think being young like Alex is, it goes in his favor because I can see Alex and I get the feedback from the player, building a relationship with the guy, going for dinner with him. Lou, you know how important that is when you have a manager that in the tough time, he just pushing you and having you back and telling you that everything's going to be all right. You know, that is extremely important for players. And I'm not saying that wasn't a John Farrell case, but I can see John, I can see John being more like restricted when it comes down to relationship with the players, probably because an age thing or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I mean, a boss and employees type of relationship. But the game had changed a lot. And then you see a guy like Alex Cora. I have heard so many funny lines from the guys that Ale had come into the clubhouse, in the dugout, telling them, I mean, when they're going to travel and all this stuff. And he just, believe it or not, it builds your confidence level at the point where the game comes easy to you. I remember when I played for Francona, I was struggling badly. Struggle is part of the game. People don't realize. I mean, I'm watching the game right now, and whenever the Red Sox lose the game, I'm going crazy because I'm used to just watching win. Like last night, I walked into the house, and the score was 2-0. And then here we're going crazy. And then all of a sudden somebody in the back was like, man, you guys got used to win so much that now you think the Red Sox are not allowed to lose again. You know what I'm saying? Like you get tied into that momentum. So I remember playing for Francona. Francona, I was struggling badly. And Francona, I came out to hit early batting practice. And he's behind the cage watching me hit. And all of a sudden after I took 10, 12 swings, I look at him and I was like, hey, Terry, is there something you want to tell me about my swing? You know, because I see you locked in just watching me. And he looked around and was like, bro, you know what? I hit 172 career. So figure it out.
And, you know,
that was the best line I have ever heard in my life. Yeah. Like, he was basically telling me, you know how to do it, big guy.
Yeah, see,
you know what I'm saying? Like, those little things, believe it or not, build the confidence, your confidence level at some point where you be back and all of a sudden you back and you don't even know it. You don't even know what you did.
See,
so,
yeah,
I think that's what is going on with Alex.
David, you know, I've always felt it's not just John, you know, and it's not that they're all like some former pitching coaches, you know, pitchers, managers that haven't been great in this game, because obviously they have. But I do feel like that position player, coach, a guy like Alex, a guy like Tito, I just feel like they can relate more to more parts of the game, right? The position player mentality, the infield, the running game, the hit and run, the hitting game itself. And I feel like there's sometimes there's that better relationship just being a position player. I think you relate to more people.
Without a doubt. I absolutely agree with you on that one. I think as a pitcher, you only have like one way to go. You either make your pitches, you have that one routine that you can get away with. You got to do it as a pitcher all the time. As a position player, you have different choices, it feels like. And that's why your mentality is different, and you are kind of more open with the players.
All right, so you got to tell me about this now, because you're here. I know that this Saturday is National Baseball Card Day. I think it's the third annual Baseball Card Day. So tell me about this Topps Home Run Challenge and Topps Big League Baseball First Pitch Contest.
So first of all, on Saturday, everybody can go into the store, get cards, trade cards. I mean, it's going to be a fun day. It's a national tradition for Topps. And it's a fun day to do things when it comes down to baseball card. Now, also, you can go into a Topps.com and get more information about chasing a dream, which is me and throw a first pitch on 2019 season anywhere. We're gonna be able to make that happen. So go into the Topps.com and get all the information about throwing a first pitch next year.
All right, sounds good. That's David Ortiz talking about the National Baseball Card Saturday, August 11th. Again, you can go to tops.com/first-pitch and get more information on that. Big Poppy, man, always good talking to you, my man. Enjoy your time off. I know you're busy. You got Fox coming up and everything, but good talking to you, my man.
Hey, thanks, Lou. Take care, you guys.
All right, take it easy. That's David Ortiz. All right, listen, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back. A couple things he touched on that I want to follow up on as well. It's
oh, yeah,
OMF.
Me too.
It's OMF. Too. I know you dove into that thing. Oh, yeah. You want to dive into that too, huh?
Oh, no, there's something very important that just kind of popped up that I think you're going to appreciate.
All right, we'll hear what's on Christian Fourier's mind when we come back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.